This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just really just engaging. You know what I'm saying? Just engage. You have an opinion. I know you do. I get them in my email. I see them up on the website. I see them up on Facebook. So say something, do something, make a change, get involved. You heard them talking about it earlier. And it was something I looked at earlier. I was going to do the story. I'm still going to do the story. I think it's a great story. You know, in God we trust. In God we trust has been our national motto. National motto. And for decades. And when you think about this, it has been challenged in the past. And we've always won. It's always been okay. It's on our money. It's all over the place. And it first appeared on a 2-cent piece in 1864. It's appeared on paper currency since 1957. And a law that passed in a joint resolution by the 84th Congress, 140-84, and approved by President Dwight Eisenhower on July 30th, 1956, and declared that In God We Trust must appear on American currency. Right? I mean, this is the Congress of these United States say, yeah, we're good with this. Right? And Eisenhower also signed a declaration making it, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Congress later passed legislation, and it was also signed by Eisenhower on July 30th, 1956, declaring the phrase to be the national motto, period, end of discussion. Right? Now, many groups have tried to fight it. Many groups have gone after it in court. But the Supreme Court has said there's nothing wrong with this from a historical, which is really sad, but whatever. From a historical standpoint, they were fine with it. It can stay. Right? So now Tennessee, state of, you know, I love how people get all up in arms. Well, you have the separation of church and state. Why is it that you pick and choose what you believe what the Supreme Court says? The other thing about the Supreme Court, let's remember something. And I realize that we've come to know or believe that when they say something is law, it's law. But it was never the intention of the Supreme Court to do that. The Supreme Court was supposed to always be in a position to check a law against the Constitution and send it back to Congress to be redone. So if Congress's goal was to have In God We Trust as the national motto and be on everything, then somebody could challenge that against the Constitution. The Supreme Court would say, hey, it's constitutional or it's not. Then it doesn't die there. Then it goes back to Congress, and Congress decides how to rewrite, make, or vote on a law and or bill that is in line with the Constitution. So Tennessee has passed a law that says the schools might be, not might, they will be required to display "In God We Trust." And it has to be in a place of prominence for all to see. That's just terrible. Public schools in Tennessee are now required to display the motto "God We Trust" after the state legislators passed a bill that would mandate schools to place the saying in a prominent location. The measure requires that the motto be displayed either as a plaque or artwork in some other form where it can easily be seen. The bill passed both Republican-controlled chambers, clearing the House in an 81-8 vote, take effect immediately if Republican Bill Haslam has his way. He's already signed it. He did say that he has never been one that thought that having the motto somewhere changes a lot of people's thoughts, right? That legislation has been met with backlash over the legality of the government endorsing religion, but the bill's sponsors, Rep. Susan Lynn, says that because it's a model of our country, right, you can't do anything about it. Really? So "In God We Trust" has been the national model, like I said, since the mid-50s. How are you going to change that? How are you going to fight it on the fact that it's against the law when the Congress had already approved it? How do you do that? I'm just curious, because if you could do that, if you could challenge Congress that easily, I want to start doing it. Now, at the end of February, you had a parent, a couple of atheist parents in a room of 30 kids complain about the national motto being in the room. So what did the teacher do? Remove the motto. In a Wisconsin fourth grade school teacher at Roosevelt Elementary School removed a Christian symbolism. This is what they called it. Right? The atheist parents said there's Christian symbolism in the schools. Well, I guess it's on, Christian symbolism is on all our money. It's on all our change. It's in many of our federal buildings. Among the items that caused offense, across a poster that read, "In God We Trust," and a picture frame that included the American flag and the words, "God Bless America." Yep, these atheists, were triggered by "God Bless America." Such microaggressions should never be allowed in the classroom. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take
it. Okay, everybody.
That away.
Except for me.
And I'm proud to be.
We are back, and yes, I am proud to be an American. No, seriously. I may not be singing Lee Greenwood songs, but I will. I am proud to be American. I am a flag waver. I do believe in this country. I do love this country. And I don't believe you can be a patriot if all you're doing is swearing at this country, swearing about this country, and talking about how bad this country is. You might be a patriot, but it ain't for this country. I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. I know that infuriated few, and I like it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots happening there that you'll enjoy and have fun with. We were talking about the Freedom From Religion Freaks. I'm sorry. God, I get their name wrong all the time. Freedom From Religion Foundation. Again, being upset that the national motto should be shown anywhere on the planet. Isn't it funny? I know we say this all the time, but it is, in the immortal words of Yul Brynner in The King and I, he's a puzzlement. Why should something that doesn't exist? I don't get upset that they believe in evolution. I don't get upset that they believe in the Big Bang. I don't get upset at the fact that they believe that out of a total vacuum of nothingness, somehow two atoms that didn't exist came together at an intersection in this vast nothingness. And somehow one didn't use their turn signal and they collided into each other and started this powerful chain reaction that goes on to this day. And none of that had help from a supreme being. And it all came from nothing. And we are a result of billions of years of mutations. I'm sorry. Who has greater faith? Come on, think about it. Television station WTMJ reports that parent Rob Moore was infuriated and fuming over the classroom decorations. He said the items were removed after his complaints. Of course they were. Why? Because you, conservative, you Christian parents, didn't open your mouth. Oh, it's not a fight we want to have, Joe. Well, really, when do you want to fight? When exactly? When they're chipping your child? When exactly do you want to start the fight? When they start belittling your child for believing in God? When? When they take them away from you because you're forcing them to go to church on Sunday. Ah, the case has already been brought in front of some courts. The Kenosha Unified School District did not confirm whether the teacher removed the items that triggered the atheist. They issued a statement to the Todd Starnes radio show saying that the matter was under investigation. Why do you need to investigate if a teacher put up the country motto in the classroom? I'm confused. Right? Now, Moore just so happens, by coincidence, to be the president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation's local chapter. Surprise, surprise. Amazing how that happens. So where's the president of the local Christian Businessmen's Committee? Where's the president of the local, I don't know, you know, Support for the Real God? Now, these guys are a group of atheists, agnostics, and what they call themselves, free thinkers, that bully school districts on a regular basis because they won't push back. But there are more and more and more legal outlets now for these schools to turn to for free. So the only thing I would say is if a school doesn't fight this, it's because they agree with it and they don't want to fight it. They're determined to eradicate Christianity from the public. They are. They do not want to see Christianity anywhere in the public. There's an undeniable Christian theme in the classroom decorations and instructions, said the Freedom From Religion Foundation attorney. Now, Ryan Jane, who is their attorney, wrote and said that the religious-themed decorations violate the U.S. Constitution, although I don't know where. Religious classroom decorations violate this basic constitution prohibited by creating the appearance that the district prefers religion over non-religion and Christianity over other faiths. Again, please take a look at Thomas Jefferson. Truly do the study of the man that they say wanted a total separation of church and state. Apparently, he wasn't using the same dictionary we use, and he had early onset Alzheimer's. Why, you say? Messina, why are you making fun of Jefferson? I'm not. The Supreme Court has made a mockery of the man. This is a man that had Sunday church meetings. That's right. Church meetings in federal buildings all across D.C. This was a man who had military bands come in and play hours of hymns. Apparently, he didn't really understand what separation of church and state made. Where was the freedom from religion freaks when you really needed them back then? When they really could have set this thing rolling? If our founding fathers didn't want prayer in school, why did they say over and over and over again and give money to having Bibles printed to be taught from in school? They didn't want prayer in school? Why didn't they stop it? They were the men. They were those guys. They could have made it happen. They could have put it in plain, simple English. Or did they want us fighting about this forever? Maybe they thought with some of their writings, if you read them, about how religious and godly they were, maybe they just thought we'd figure out the fact that they loved Christianity, that they loved God, that they saw God as the central part of why this country became about, that we'd be able to figure it out on our own instead of bowing down to the few who don't like it. They don't even just like it. They hate it. They seethe at the mouth. You watch foam come out from around their cheeks when they see stuff like this. The atheists also took issue because there was a child's Christian Bible in the school. It was in the library. Oh, my God. So let me see. The Bible, which is taught as literature in many schools across the country, was in the library that somebody could voluntarily check it out. A book. A single Bible. What a powerful God we must serve if it makes those guys that crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sex. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft.
I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, and sit down. Can't be, you know, every time I hear that song, I think of that guy with the lawnmower, right? Nobody dances like that when they're mowing their lawn, I guarantee it. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. So, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. You really don't. You know, I mean, seriously. If you get to know who we are, and you get to know that those labels were given to us by the left to scare you, you're going to find out it's no big deal. So, we're talking about the Freedom from Religion Freaks, I mean the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and how they're upset that the national motto has made its way into schools. Can't have that. They're really going to freak out in Tennessee. They're going to come at them with everything they got. But how does the Supreme Court rectify? They confuse me on a regular basis. How does the Supreme Court rectify that In God We Trust is all over the walls, all over the money, in their building, in the federal buildings all over the country, and they're going to tell a school that you can't do that? And they haven't done that yet, but I'm just trying to figure out how they would do that. And on top of that, I love how the Supreme Court has the Ten Commandments up on the walls behind them, where they're sitting, in their building, and they tell another Supreme Court, a state Supreme Court, that they can't have them on the front lawn. How does that work? Anyway, this is happening in Wisconsin at the Kenosha Unified School District. And again, one of the attorneys for the Freedom from Religion Foundation has said, you know, with the bottom, hey, you got to take it out. All religious can't have any kind of religious anything in there. Which is not. If you would do a little studying, if you do a little homework, I'm just amazed at how many people do not want to get informed. You'd find out this is not what our founding fathers want, not even close to what Jefferson wanted. He went on to say that religion is a divisive force in public schools. Now, actually, atheism can be tends to be a divisive force. Because when you think about the country, 80% of the country says that they believe in God. They believe in the God of the Bible, if you would. And you, smaller group, decide that you're going to set the rules for everybody. That is a form of bullying. Real bullying. It's a country motto. Get the motto changed. If the phrasing God we trust really triggers you guys, how do you pay for anything? I mean, that money you have in your pocket says in God we trust all over it. Do you sit at home at night and use a black magic marker and, you know, just mark out God we trust? How do you even pull it out of your wallet? How do you carry it in your wallet? Must be burning you tremendously. That the word God, something that doesn't exist, what do you do when you see the word Loch Ness Monster? Do you curl up into a ball in a corner of a room? Right? Somebody says, how do you pay for your kale chips and your veggie burger? If you can't pull out the dollar bill that says, or bill that says, in God we trust on it. I mean, just amazing how far you'll go to fight something that's just so crazy as this. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. So, quick story. We're going to take a whole bunch of time on this, but Billy Bob Clinton was definitely not, what's the word I can use? Faithful in his marriage. What do you think? You think I'm on that one? Maybe I hit a home run there? And when you think about the Clintons' marriage, you know, I love these people on the left. They talk about how obvious it was, how much they loved each other. So apparently true love in a couple, to people on the left, is when your wife beats you, when you cheat on your wife, when you rape other women, when you sexually abuse other women, when you get your wife to put down other women that you've sexually abused and raped and assaulted. I guess that's a true meaning of a loving marriage, according to the left. This is why I now believe it's a sickness. Now, you know, Billy Bob, he always thought they had an open marriage, apparently. Because he had consensual sexual relationships all the time. I guess for him it was okay. For Donald Trump, not so much, huh? So, one of Billy Bob's former top strategists suggested in a new book that the Clintons had at least one, or at least a one-way, open marriage. Now, Mark Penn, who was also chief strategist in Hillary Clinton's failed bid for the Democratic nomination in 2008, made a claim in Microtrends Squared, which hits the shelves next week. In discussing the Clintons' relationship, Penn wrote, "Perhaps the open marriage was not by choice. But the story started to accumulate over the years, and in fact, it became very apparent as to how their marriage was." He added there was also no question that at the same time their relationship was deep and enduring. If this was the model of their first couple, what did it mean for the rest of the country? Right? I mean, think about it. If as Chris Rock has said, they're like our mommy and daddy, and we're supposed to listen to them and use them as examples, then most men, at least Democrats, if they were your example, they were your model, why aren't you sexually assaulting other women? Why aren't you raping other women? Why aren't you cheating on your wife? Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing? I mean, if he's your example? Did they not have the perfect relationship? That's what everybody was saying. That's what CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of them were saying. Spokesman for Hillary Clinton did not respond to requests from Fox for comment. Allegations of sexual misconduct against ex-President Clinton have just dogged the couple during their 43-year marriage. He's been playing around since the day they got married. Matter of fact, before they got married, he was accused of sexually assaulting girls in the college he went to. We did a whole hour on this one night. Right? He went overseas and was accused of sexual assault overseas with girls in colleges. Were they all lies? Were they all right-wing conspiracies against him? But in 98, he actually admitted to having a sexual encounter with Jennifer Flowers. Oh, and let's not forget that White House intern, Monica Lewinsky, you know, the cigar girl. Following year, he reached a confidential settlement with another accuser, Paula Jones. He had to pay her $830,000 to drop a sexual harassment lawsuit. But Trump's a bad man for spending $130,000, or is it not even him, his attorney did. $130,000 for her to keep her mouth shut about what might have been a sexual relationship. Three other women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, and Leslie Milwee, accused Clinton of sexually harassing and assaulting them at various times between 77 and 93. Right? Where was the outrage? Oh, my God. Broderick alleged that Clinton raped her in April 77 and that Hillary Clinton immediately intimidated her in an effort to keep her quiet. She gave interviews to NBC in 99, but the network didn't air her account until Clinton's impeachment process concluded. Right? When he was acquitted, then they aired the interview. Why didn't they do it before? Why didn't they do it ahead of time? If that's the case, if that's the way they're going to operate, shouldn't they hold the interview of the porn star until President Trump is out of office? I mean, wouldn't that be fair and equal? I'm just asking. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Right? And you know, the only way, as Ann writes in the comment section of the website, the only way you get God back in the classroom is when you Christians, when you conservatives, when you God believers and lovers, get off your butt and get as noisy as the people from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and You know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You know, if that music wasn't attached to such a goofy movie. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Love horns. Don't you love horns? I love horns. There's nothing bad. It can never be a bad horn. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please. Be part of the conversation. Always be part of the conversation. All right. The this is kind of our little wrap-up going on here. The man, there's so many things I want to get to. Stormy Daniels is going to be in the news any day now. I love this, though. I really do. All the noise that they're making on the left about how bad this is, I'm still trying to figure out what's bad about it. I mean, look, all right, so let's say he did have sex with her. And he didn't want to say anything, and he could care less about us. He doesn't want to hurt his wife's feelings because she was pregnant at the time that this would have happened. Okay? I'm not saying he did anything. Because I don't know. I wasn't there. Don't want to be there. But I wasn't there. And so, let's say he did do this, though. And let's say she wanted to have sex with him. And let's say she was, compensated for having a look at him or whatever. I mean, she's compensated for having sex all the time, so I don't understand. But it's consensual sex between two people. Didn't rape her. Didn't assault her. Didn't force himself on her. She actually took money already $130K to keep her mouth shut. But now she sees bigger numbers. She doesn't realize what an animal he is, because if she really signed that, according to the agreement, every time she opens her mouth and talks about the account encounter, it's $1 million a clip. So she better hope she make a couple $100 million. Because he's not going to give up on her easy. It's not going to go sliding by with him. I want you to think about that. So, let me see. She signed a contract. She's trying to say it's not valid because he didn't sign it. But she didn't make the agreement with him. She made the agreement with the attorney not to talk about it. Right? So is her word or isn't? Does her signature mean something or doesn't it? The attorney has agreed to give back the $130,000 to null the contract out. No, too late. You already made a decision. You signed the contract, and you should be held to it. And he's and Trump is entitled to every $1 million he sues you for opening your mouth. Because are you or are you not a person of your word? But guess what we found out? Stormy, not we, but the collective we. Stormy Daniels, her lawyer, was on the payroll of Joe Biden, Rahm Emanuel. Right? He's also previously sued Trump and The Apprentice reality show. So he's got history. Isn't that cool? Porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenetti, it turns out, worked for Joe Biden and Rahm Emanuel, two Obama buddies. Part of the Klan, if you would. Is it a small world? Just a coincidence? Did she pick the guy because he was the best for the job? Or maybe she got a phone call that said, hey, I got something you could use. Now, if you're trying to, again, railroad and smear and go after President Trump just because you don't like him, that's the other thing that leads me to believe or understand that the left has some real mental issues. The ones going after this big time. Is none of this stuff, which I can find at Obama, the Obamas did, the Clintons did. I mean, we go on and on with people who've done it on the left. They seem to be very accepting of it. If you're a liberal, they're very accepting of it. If you're conservative, they're not at all accepting of it. In fact, Avenetti worked on the political campaigns of over 150 Democrats. 150, not 15, not 50, 150 Democrats, including national campaigns. But he wasn't busy suing Donald Trump and The Apprentice producer Mark Barnett, right, for intellectual property infractions. Could Avenetti have an anti-Trump grudge? I mean, beat him. He beat him several occasions. Well, in college, later in law school, Michael worked at a political opposition research and media firm run by, I wish I had one of those things, right? Drum roll, please. Rahm Emanuel. Right? So he works for Rahm Emanuel for a while. Then Rahm becomes the White House chief of staff. Oh, and then he goes on to become the mayor of Chicago. Michael worked on over 150 campaigns in 42 states, including a bunch of gubernatorial and congressional campaigns. Joe Biden for U.S. Senate was one of them. Right? And right now, there's not much of a difference between a porn star and an ambulance chaser. Well, the ambulance chasing lawyer, excuse me. Right? I mean, again, to me, the big problem here, She signed a contract to keep her mouth shut, and she didn't. She's willing to give back the $130,000 because she's going for the millions, right? I'm not kidding. I'm serious. So I look at this, and I say, how much credibility do you want to give it? I mean, if she truly was assaulted, now she's not claiming sexual assault. She's not claiming rape, sexual assault, coercion, nothing. Right? She just wants a bigger piece of the pie. Come on, let's be honest about it. That's all she wants. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Let's go into, oh, I like this one. I mean, this gives a whole new meaning to snowflake. A conservative paper is pressured into suspending publication. Let's try that again. A conservative paper is pressured into suspension. In other words, the kids can't take it. Students reacted with fear and anger after several professors at Taylor University, a Christian college, started an underground publication to challenge social justice. It was looking at things from a conservative Christian perspective. Can't do that now, can we? Especially at a Christian college. These guys have lost their minds. They have literally lost their minds. It is a sickness to be in a Christian college and not expect a paper to write about Christian principles, Christian theology, and Christian rules. There is something severely and mentally wrong with you. Yeah, you heard me. So the paper is temporarily suspended, so there's something wrong with them for doing it. I would get me an attorney that was on my side. I would find real Christians that wanted to support this kind of thing, have them throw money at me, and I would keep I would actually start publishing the paper twice a day. That's what I would do. They're going to redo their website and everything at this point. I don't know why. Right? And the reason they were nice enough to suspend the publication was because many students were living in fear. They were. Now, I'm not talking about the conservative students. I'm talking about the liberal students. They were afraid of what they might see in the paper. Hey, here's a clue. Don't buy the paper. Don't pick it up. Don't read it. Don't go to the website. Just a thought. The anonymous paper called Excalibur was launched in February by a group of professors as a means to articulate conservative stances boldly and extensively and without fear of an editorial filter. Now, according to a copy of the print edition, Campus Reform saw it and said, hey, that's a great paper. We are Taylor University faculty, staff, and students who heartily affirm the historic orthodox theological doctrines as expressed in the Apostles' Creed and other classical ecumenical creeds. The founder of the publication, you know, was very bold about his beliefs. He claimed that the current campus publications offer insufficient means to counter leftist trends. There shouldn't be leftist trends in a Christian paper. It shouldn't be conservative or liberal trends. It should be biblical trends. What the Bible says. What's the Word of God say about sexual orientation? What's the Word of God say about marriage and divorce? What's the Word of God say about premarital sex? What's the Word of God say about abortion? You realize that my show would be taken off the air in a New York heartbeat if I was on a college campus. Couldn't talk about any of these things. They even try on a regular basis to get me taken off of some stations in areas that might be a little too liberal. Anyway, in particular, Excalibur took aim at the campus social justice movements, arguing that a conservative libertarian approach to race relations, well, you'll have to go to the website to find out. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I already appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, writing me notes and what have you. You know, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.